Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. Here with a name you're going to come to know a lot in pro wrestling. We got Eric Ademia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You've exploded on the wrestling scene. I've seen a lot of your clips like pop up on Instagram, on Twitter, things like that. How has this been for you? I mean, this has been a pretty pivotal year for you in pro wrestling.
Yes, it has been stressful. But also, I don't want to say lucky, because I have put in effort, and I feel like some of the stuff, I feel like I deserve it, but other things, I'm like, do I deserve this? This is my first year in wrestling.
Like, but you've been training like quite a while. Like, I saw that, because in researching this, I looked back, and I saw you were training at a very young age. You're what, 18, 19 now?
I am 18, turned 19 in a month.
Okay, so, I mean, you were training before a lot of people were, and I know your dad has been very supportive of what you do, and that's got to be really important.
Yes, it is very important. He himself was a wrestler, and his parents were not supportive, so he's like, I'm going to support you with everything I have. And my mom's the same way, because she had a dream, and she wasn't supported either. So it's just like, I'm very blessed to have such supportive parents.
Not only that, like, I'll see him do vignettes with you too.
Yes.
You all have these really personable vignettes that, like, you guys are so likable, especially on screen together, and that really shines through. Like, your relationship and his support shines through an awful lot, and it endears people to both of you. Mm-hmm. I feel like, what has that been like doing those with your dad?
I don't think I'd be able to do them at all if it weren't for my dad. He's the one that usually brings me out of my shell. I have terrible social anxiety. I have had terrible social anxiety for all of my life. So usually when I'm at a show and I have really bad anxiety, he's like, hey, take a breath. You're fine. And he just reminds me to be the same person in person that I am on camera. So, because I am my full self on camera.
Sure.
Because there's not, like, people watching me.
What was that point where you said, okay, I want to train to be a pro wrestler? And what was that conversation like, considering he had wrestled? Because I'm sure he knows the good parts, the bad parts, and everything in between.
Right. So I was 7 when I first decided that I wanted to wrestle. He was like, Erica, absolutely not. You are so clumsy. And
that's amazing.
Recently, he was like, yes, it was because you were clumsy, but it was also because I know how this business is with women. But I kept begging, and when I was 14, he finally let me get in the ring, and he started to train me a little bit, and he was like, you're a natural. Do you want to keep doing this? I was like, yes.
And what type of things did – I mean, there are a lot of hurdles that get thrown people's way, both positive and negative, when you start young and when your father was in wrestling. Mm-hmm. What are some of the positives and negatives that you sort of associate with that? Because a lot of people will say, oh, preferential treatment. But then some people will be like, well, you're learning very, very young. You're going to develop way before everybody else does.
Right. So with the developing before everybody else, it's a yes and no thing. It's like you know things, but you don't understand them completely because, you know, your brain's not fully developed when you're 14 years old. So I could tell people what I had been told, but I didn't know what it meant. I couldn't explain it, and I couldn't teach it to somebody, but I can now. Like, as you get older and as you've just been there longer, it just gets a lot easier, and I'm also an adult and not a literal child now.
Yeah. When you were training, was there anybody that was a little hesitant? They're like, don't want to hurt the kid. Don't want to do that.
Pretty much everybody.
Okay.
There would be days where we would learn a certain move and they wouldn't let me give it or take it because they were like, you're 14-year-old girl. You weigh 100 pounds. Absolutely not. And I was like, that's not fair. Like, I kind of understand it, but it's not fair.
And, I mean, there are some pretty good templates of people who started young. Like, Jordan Grace started really, really young. You got Izzy right now, who I was just talking to. Like,
yes.
She got started really young.
Hey, guys. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are those, or was there anybody that you looked at and you were like, okay, well, they did it at a very young age, so no problem?
See, when I was little, I didn't know WWE existed. I only knew the company that my dad worked for, which is a very small indie place in Lincolnton, North Carolina. It doesn't exist anymore. It hasn't existed since 2020 because the pandemic shut it all
down. Unfortunately, yeah.
But yeah, so I didn't really know anything like that. My dad started training when he was 18 or 19.
Wow. So you're from the Carolinas. Your father had worked in the Carolinas. I know you were trained by Ethan Case, right?
Yes.
Big in the Carolinas, obviously. What's it like for you to be here at WrestleCade, which is a fixture, and it is like a staple here in the Carolinas? And like, you're a performer now.
Yeah.
You're not a fan. You're running around here. People are asking for your autograph. They're asking for pictures with you now.
Yeah, honestly, it's wild. I came to WrestleCade once, and it was 2 years ago. And I met a few people, and they remember who I am, which is wild to me, too. But I feel... So I'm going to be honest. I have terrible anxiety, and my brain's really mean to me. My brain's been telling me this entire weekend, you don't deserve to be here. And then my dad and my friends are like, no, Erica, you've been training for 4 years. Shut your mouth.
It's the imposter syndrome thing.
Yes, like, it's like, exactly.
And then, I mean, I can see, based on your work in the ring, like, it doesn't seem like you have any anxiety there. It seems like once you're in there, you're like, yeah, this is where I belong. You throw a form at somebody, they fall down, and you're like, yeah, that yeah. worked out pretty well.
I try to pretend that the people in the crowd, I don't want to say I pretend they don't exist, because I'm trying to get better about, like, you know, interacting sure. with the crowd during the matches to keep people, because, you know, you want people to buy merch and all of that. You need to entertain everybody. So I don't want to say I pretend they don't exist, but I try to pretend that they're my friends, because if I pretend they're my friends, then I feel less pressure. But I also feel more pressure. I feel more pressure to do better, but less pressure to mess up, if that makes sense.
So when, like, as your father walked over here, as he, like, when you work in front of him, is there any added pressure? Is there less pressure? I mean, he's a person who has plenty of experience on his own, so it's a lot different than somebody who is not connected to wrestling and is there to cheer you on. Like, if something goes wrong, he knows exactly what went wrong.
So there's definitely a lot of added pressure, because other than myself, he is my biggest critic, because he loves me and he wants me to succeed.
What's the most fun thing that you've done? Like I mentioned, those vignettes that you all did, especially one for WrestleCade just the other day. What's one that you looked at and you were like, I'm excited to do this one? This one's great.
I've done so many, I have to think.
It's like a regular, like that's how I first came to notice what you all were doing. I saw the vignettes and I was like, these are great. Like, these are...
Oh, so I recently started a storyline with a wrestling Power Ranger. He's a Wrestle Ranger. Filming vignettes for that is, like, my favorite thing, because it's so ridiculous. It's a romance angle.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's like... it's amazing. I love it. It's... Okay, so I did one where I had a dream that I was, like, sparring with the Wrestle Ranger.
Okay.
And at the end, he, like, dipped me, and I woke up before the kiss. In the mask, too. There was no mask removal. It's ridiculous,
it's
perfect. Hilarious.
That is perfect.
And then we also did one where it was his nightmare. And it's basically me joining the dark side of Wrestle Ranger. Like, he leads me into a dark alley, pretty much. That happens.
My God.
We make out with the mask on.
See, I think that
adds
to... And
then he wakes up screaming.
That adds to the personable nature of it, with the masks remaining. So, I've got my first match in 6 years this Saturday. I'm wrestling Shazza McKenzie.
Ooh.
What advice would you give me to beat up Shazza McKenzie in a street fight?
Ooh.
She's Australian, so I'm pretty sure she's going to do some ridiculous things, like throw boomerangs at me and kangaroos and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes. Study MJF's kangaroo kick.
I asked him to teach me, and he hung up on me.
That sounds about right.
Tell the people where they can follow you, support you, and check out what you're doing.
So, if you search Aircademia, AIRICADEMIA, on any social media platform, I will probably pop up. That too.
Well, you can also Google.
I don't know. I just realized I had a mic in my hand and you can't hear what my dad said. Google.
Aircademia, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be talking many times in the future. The start of a really good career. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.